This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a three-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school basketball, Corey Daly scored a career-high 36 points as the Seguin Matadors improved to 2-0 in District 27 5A play with a 64-41 win over San Antonio Fox Tech at Goldie Harris Gym on Friday. The Mats have won four in a row overall. They'll play at San Antonio Lanier tomorrow night. Meanwhile, the Seguin Lady Matadors earned their first district victory with a 45-25 takedown of Fox Tech on the road Friday night. Rebecca Wilkie led Seguin with 16, while Faith Franklin also scored in double figures with 14. The Lady Mats will host Lanier tomorrow night. In tournament action for area teams, the Navarro Running Lady Panthers won three straight to close out the Goliad tournament over the weekend. On Friday, Navarro edged Bishop 44-42. Then they routed Blanco 54-18. The Lady Panthers then dropped host Goliad 42-22 on Saturday. Tegan Harbuth had 20 points in the victory over Bishop. She scored 19 against Blanco and dropped in 13 in the win over Goliad. The Navarro girls will host Southwest Legacy tomorrow night. The Marion Lady Bulldogs came up short in their last three games at the Fredericksburg tournament. Marion will be back at home to host Pleasanton tomorrow night. The Marion boys went 3-0 at the Panther Classic Boys Basketball Tournament at Navarro High School on Friday and Saturday. Marion knocked off the Southwest Legacy JV 57-30 on Friday. They followed that up with a victory over Gonzales, drubbing the Apaches 66-40. And then on Saturday, Marion slipped past a tough Young Men's Leadership Academy team 59-57. The Bulldogs return home to host Stockdale tomorrow night, and the host Navarro Panthers finished the Panther Classic, holding off Luling for a 51-45 win on Friday. Navarro will travel to Gonzales tomorrow night. High school football, the Smithson Valley Rangers are going back to the state championship game. The Rangers turned a late turnover into a touchdown to beat Angleton 21-14 in the Class 5A Division I semifinals on Saturday in Waco. Smithson Valley advances to the state title game for the second straight season. The Rangers are looking for their first state championship in school history. They'll face Highland Park for the state title this coming Saturday at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. Meanwhile, the Lavernia Bears saw their season end in the Class 4A Division I semis on Friday, falling to Kilgore 38-13. Kilgore will face undefeated Salina on Friday afternoon at AT&T Stadium for the state championship. The Bears finished their 2024 season with an 11-4 record. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.